No matter how big your problem may seem, there is a way out. Stop Suffering, a program brought to you by the Universal Church of the Kingdom of God. Join us every Tuesday and Thursday from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. only on Eagle FM.
Do you have a question you want answered on air?
Have a quick comment you want to share with the presenter? Eagle FM's SMS line is now open. Send your questions and thoughts to 1040. That's 1040 for only $1.50.
Tatekalunga Nemuyambeke, dear listeners from the Eagle FM. This is the program Stop Suffering. May God bless you, all of you. And we are going to be sharing with you tonight testimonies of people whose lives have been transformed. I'm not here in the studio alone in the Stop Suffering program. I'm here with Pastor Theodore and also with Gertrude. Good evening, Pastor Theodore.
Good evening.
Greet the listeners, please.
Good evening, Bishop, and good evening to all the viewers who are listening.
Good evening, Gertrude. Gertrude is the testimony that is here with us tonight.
Good evening, Bishop. Good evening to all the listeners of Eagle FM.
May God bless you all. And as we always do, we will be doing the Stop Suffering program. We're going to be talking about different topics. Topics that people they are struggling with. Situations people they are facing in their daily lives. And tonight, I would like to talk about spiritual attacks. Many people, Pastor Theodore, they are suffering out there with spiritual attacks. They don't know what's happening. It's like things, they just go wrong for them. For example, people that they can't sleep well at night. They go to bed. And when people, they go to bed at night, they just want to have a peaceful night of sleep. Mm. They want peace. They want ombili. Yeah. Ombili, did I say right?
Yes, Bishop, you said right.
Ombili. They want ombili. They want a peaceful night of sleep. But many times they struggle with bad dreams, nightmares. Mm. It's like the ways are closed for them.
Yes, for sure.
But they should understand that there is a way out.
There is a way out. And that's why we have chains of prayer. Shotuno majengo marika no mongereka. Keshe titano, otuno marika no emanguruko, otuno sevesa po ya liongula, po nlongo, po natu, no po amane oko matango. Keshe ngo uwete kucho po uno upsaka juu, opo nyongero apa mepo, yoko fufi kofi na nekwa, onjiropo hili, evateropo hili, oshotuja apa, tukulombole kucha nenari, kucha evateropo hili. That's why we are here to tell them that there is a way out for them. No matter what spiritual problems you are facing or spiritual attacks, there is a way out. In the name of Jesus, you will be free. We have testimonies, as Bishop said, we have the testimony of Gertrude here. She will give a testimony, and maybe you are going through the same difficulty. We are here to help you, Bishop.
Because there are people, before we talk to Gertrude, Pastor Theodore.
Yes.
There are people that they are suffering with the spiritual attacks for so long. Like the case of Gertrude, she'll tell us she started suffering with spiritual attacks from the age of 15 years old. And it has been so long. Some people, they even think that it's part of their lives, that they were born to suffer.
Yes.
But that's not true. They can come out of this situation by faith.
That's what people are doing now, Bishop. They take it as normal. They take it, it's part of their life. But we are telling you now that this is not, it's not part of your life. It's not normal. Jesus himself, Jesus ayemwene, okwetu mangura konshiakano. Keshe emepo edidanyata, eja dirongo mufiko. Odakuturua konshiakano. Ndengengo itavera monjove ya karunga. You believe in what is written, that Jesus disarmed the works of darkness, all the spiritual attacks on the cross, you will be free. You just need to take up your faith.
Exactly, exactly. So let us talk to Gertrude. Gertrude, you were telling us before the program, the Stop Suffering program, that your spiritual attacks started at a young age.
Yes, Bishop.
Which age did you start suffering with the spiritual attacks?
I started at the age of 15 years old.
Mm.
I remember very well. I was in grade 9, if I'm not mistaken. And it all started like as if it was a dream. And I remember when I went to speak to, that time was my grandmother, I told her that what happened to me throughout the night. But she was like, no, it's just a dream. No one really paid attention. And sometimes many youth, they go through this, and when they speak, people may take it as, no, it's normal. Or they will as well react in the way that, no, it's just a dream. So I remember my grandmother even saying, no, you are too young to dream like that. But it happened that the next day, it happened that even when we wake up, our blanket, the things, the books were out of place.
They were like messed up.
Like as if there was somebody in the room who came to mess up those things. But I experienced in the night as if somebody was coming to open the books for me to read. Because I used to do well in school.
Mm-hmm.
I used to receive awards in school. And that is where actually everything started. And I used to hear now this voice in the night, not only hear, but I could also see, that tells me for me to open my eyes to read. But the intention was for me to be blind. So from that time, I started also to have eyes problem.
Mm-hmm.
I would wake up with the eyes closed. So every morning, my grandmother have to put water on the wet cloth to open my eyes. So they took it as if everybody in the family have eyes problem.
Mm-hmm.
So they took it as something normal. And it went on like that.
So from the age of 15?
From the age of 15.
So I imagine that this problem started affecting your daily life?
Yes. Because now it started attacking me at school during the day. Yes. Because it happened that at school, I would have blank pages. Like when you are writing test or exam, everybody got the same question paper. But I would see nothing in my question papers.
It was like it was blank.
It was blank. And I wouldn't say it's my eyes because I also started using glasses.
Glasses.
Yes. So everybody now started to be aware in the school that I had these spiritual attack problems.
Mm.
So it affected me very badly.
It was just like that, or there was something else happening as well? Besides the fact that you were trying to read, to write your exams. Maybe I can imagine you were preparing yourself to write down your exams. And then that week that you had to write, it started happening.
Yes.
And what else?
As time goes by, it started increasing. That I would now have attack, like I would faint. I would faint. Sometimes I would faint and roll on the floor like a snake.
Mm.
It's as if I had something inside of my backbone that when I fall on the floor, it's like I want it. It's like I want to be separated in between.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that pain is making me now to roll on the floor. So
it was happening now in the classroom. You were talking about the classroom.
Yes, it could happen in the class.
Even in the classroom.
Yes. Yes, Bishop.
So your studies were greatly affected. Your marks when you would write exams, your results would be poor.
Fortunately, it wasn't. I remember I didn't know God that by that time, but I remember praying to God to make me fail so that all these things can go away.
Mm-hmm.
I just wondered maybe if I fail, then I will pass. But I pass.
Okay.
I would pass.
But anyway, it was disturbing you.
It was disturbing me in a way that there were moments that I would not be at school as well.
Because you have to skip classes.
I have to skip classes. I had to move school, by the way, because now it started affecting the classmate as well.
Mm.
So the school principal advises for me to look for another school. So my parents.
So that was the advice from the principal?
Yes, because I remember there was even a meeting that was done for the parents' meeting for people to come. My parents were there. For the pastors also to pray for the school.
Mm-hmm.
But then I had to move from that school to
another
school.
You had to relocate?
Yes.
In the same city, the same town, but you had to move to another...
I went to another town a bit far.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But, okay, you went to another town. Did it stop or... or
it
what?
Even get worse.
Sure.
It got worse. It got worse that now I would be in class. Usually, if we have free time, it's fine. But usually, when it's the teacher is coming to the class, I would have a heavy sleep that would just attack me in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
But in that sleep, it's like I can hear everything. I can see, but it's just that I'm not sure if my eyes used to be closed. But I could hear, I can see everything, but I'm suffocating.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to call for help for the person next to me to at least touch me. And it would happen that as everybody started to know my condition, so there were always friends that would be close to me that they would try to help me. But it happened that if they touch me one side, only this one side would be awake. But this side would, so I need someone to shake me the whole body, then I come back.
Mm-hmm.
So it became really worse that I became known in the school. I was now living in the hostel because I went a bit far from my parents, from everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I had to go and live in the hostel.
So moving from one school to the other, thinking that it would be better. So that's the reason you moved from school.
Yes.
But the situation got even
worse.
Mm-hmm. Okay, before you continue, there are people like this, Pastor Theodore, that they think that if they move from one job to the other.
Yes, for sure.
They think if they move from one school, like the case of Gertrude, or maybe from one town to the other. I mean, this town, I mean, this village, I'll go to that.
Village.
I mean, the south, I'll go to the north.
Or from house to house.
I'm in the north, I'm going to the to Erongo, I'm going to the coast.
Mm-hmm.
And they keep moving from one place to the other.
Yes.
But the spiritual attacks is still there.
It's still there,
to
Bishop.
To move from place to the other doesn't solve it.
Yes, Bishop. It does not solve it. And as well, Bishop, as Gertrude said, I think that we have to, you listeners, you have to identify the symptoms of a spiritual attacks. Owetenana kucho tofina nekwa pame poma ponokelo pamepo. Tochipa muyo kofu fiku, omsa, e fingo. Ini maya kucho e fingo, kakunoshi ima kucho e fingo. E fingo mempo eke danyata. Omsa, e mepo eke danyata. Shashi medina la Yesus, ote iduru kui olola te ifie pongara mwenyo eh. So ini maya wapumba kudidirika, oma didiriko nu, ou litomoni huna pamepo. To ponokelo pamepo, tochipa muono onpe, kesho fimbo tover onpe, Yoko fufiku, ungara mwenye, unoma dira diro kuhiku fu mwenye, ini maishi o yapu, pamu ishi tu yapita tu shipopi, malo uwete ngu kucha, pena upsaka di, upamepo, because there are people, Bishop, they don't recognize that this is a spiritual attacks.
Mm-hmm.
And like for migraines, a person is having migraines, constant headache, insomnia.
Insomnia, they can't sleep at night.
Sleep at night, husband of the night, and many more. There is a lot of suicidal thoughts. It's one of a sign that you are going through
spiritual
attacks. They need help. Even you that you're saying your life is cursed or bad luck. What is a curse? A curse is a spirit. Because if we rebuke it in the name of Jesus, it will leave a person's life. You need to identify. And if you really need help, we are here to help.
Exactly. That's why we're going to be praying for you. Dear listener, before the end of the program, the Stop Suffering, we always make the prayer on behalf of those who are struggling, those who are suffering with spiritual attacks. And if you want to include your name in the prayer book, you can call the toll-free number of the Universal Church. It's a toll-free number. You don't need airtime on your phone. You can just get your phone and call now if you want. The number is 0800-223335. I'll repeat, 0800-223335. 3335. That's the toll-free number. And if you want to talk to us on air, if you are suffering with spiritual attacks, I would like to talk because there are people that they're struggling, Pastor Theodore, like Gertrude.
Yeah.
They are suffering with spiritual attacks. If you want to talk to us, we are going to also pray for you. Call the phone number of Ego FM is 083, I'll repeat, 083-288-401. I hope I said the number correctly. Okay. I think it's missing one number, 8 there. Am I correct? Mm-hmm. Okay, 083-2-888-401. So when you can speak to us live now, mm-hmm. you are struggling with the spiritual attacks. Mm-hmm. Now, Gertrude, seeing your suffering, your family, seeing your suffering, I believe they tried to do something to help. But before you speak, we have one caller. Pastor Theodore will take the caller, please.
Good evening, viewer. Good evening, listener, or the caller.
Eagle FM.
Eagle FM.
I think we lost the person. We lost the person. So you can call again, 083-2-888-401. Well, so as I was trying to ask Gertrude, I believe your family, they thought of trying to, first they tried to transfer you from yes. this school to another school.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have somebody now?
Good evening, caller.
Hello. Okay.
Eagle FM?
Yes.
How can we help you?
I called because of the prayer.
Yeah. Okay. How can we help you? You need a prayer now.
I'm having a problem of a spirit that comes to me at night.
Mm-hmm.
I don't sleep at night.
You don't sleep at night?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's why you called. You need a prayer.
Yes, I need a prayer.
Okay.
Pray before at the end of the program.
Okay, we are going to pray for you.
What's her name so that we can also include her name in the prayer?
Beata Nehemiah.
Beata Nehemiah.
Yes.
Okay, you are calling from where?
Ondangwa Onekaku.
Oh, Ondangwa Onekaku.
Yes.
Okay, keep listening. At the end of the prayer, we will make the prayer for you. Just prepare a bottle of a glass of water.
Okay.
Thank you for calling, Beata.
Okay. Thank you.
And like Beata, Pastor Teldo, there are many people out there who are suffering with spiritual attacks. Do you have another caller? Not at the moment. You can call if you want. The number is 083-2-888-401. Good evening, Eagle FM.
Yes, sir.
Good evening. How can we help you?
I have a problem with my family.
Yes. What's happening, sir?
A lack of communication. Me and my auntie.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of lack of communication.
For how long? It's been a while now? It's a long time?
Now it's long time ago.
Yeah.
It's taking a long now.
Mm-hmm.
Even last weekend.
Okay.
I worked in Godiva. Then I went home during the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But still that spirit is no more communication.
Well. Okay. We are going to be praying for you. What's your name so that we can include your name? And we're going to say your name and your family so that we cover the whole family. What's your name?
My name is Simon.
Simon. Okay, yes. Simon. Simon and family.
Yeah, Simon and family.
Yes, we're going to pray for communication, for unity in the family, Simon.
All right, sir.
Please be ready for the moment of prayer. If possible, have a glass of water. We always pray for the water before you can go to bed and you drink the blessed water.
All right, I will do so.
Okay, God bless you, Simon.
Thank you.
So, Gertrude, your family tried to help.
Yes, my family
tried. How did they try to help?
They took me to many different places. They took me to hospitals, doctors, that the doctors could not find any problem. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they say you are allergy, I'm studying too much, I don't sleep enough. All this kind of, they just give something,
mm-hmm.
And it didn't help.
Mm-hmm.
Now my parents tried now to take me to witch doctors. I went.
Okay, so first they tried you, medical treatment.
Medical treatment.
But that medical treatment didn't work.
It didn't work.
Because your problem was a spiritual problem.
Spiritual.
Then they tried to take you to?
Which doctors?
Which doctors? I think we have somebody else on the line. Pastor Theodore, please. Eagle FM.
Eagle FM, caller, good evening.
Good evening, Pastor.
How are we?
Fine, how are you?
I'm fine. How can we help you?
Yes, I also want to request for
a prayer.
Yes, for three of my family members.
Okay.
What is... Yes, I got one of the young child who is currently now in ACU at the center hospital, transferred from Kakati yesterday. She is diagnosed with a kind of cancer illness, and then I got two of my twin sisters who are also having various problems. One is bedridden almost for 8 months, just the whole body.
Is bedridden?
Yes, okay. She has been for quite a long time, and she's a wheelchair person.
Okay.
The other one is having a skin disease attack that deformed her skin. I believe it's those attacks. And then one of my daughter, she is always on medical report every night when I receive the report. She's ever since she was young, it's just a stomach problem here and there.
Here and there. Yeah, I'm talking to who now? So that we can include you in our prayer book here. Your name?
Shikoyeni. Abraham Shikoyeni. Abraham Shikoyeni.
Okay.
Yes, Shikoyeni.
You're calling from where?
I'm calling you from Zambezi, Katima Mulilo.
From all the way Katima Mulilo.
Yes.
Okay. So we want you to have a bottle of water or a glass of water. At the end of the service, we will be of the service here, we'll be praying for you.
I will do that.
Yeah. So keep listening to the Eagle FM every Tuesday and Thursday.
9 p.m.
Yes. 9 p.m.
Yes. Yeah. No, I do that.
Okay. Yes.
God bless you, sir.
God bless.
God bless you. Would you be praying for you at the end of the program, not the service, Pastor?
Program.
We're not making the service in the church now.
Yes.
But.
Good evening, hello.
I don't think we don't have anyone. But if you want to call, the number is 083-2888-401. You can call, speak to us live. But if you want to call off air, you can call the trophy number of the church, 0800-22-3335. Good evening, Eagle FM. Good evening. Hello.
Hello.
How can we help you?
I'm having a problem with my family and my husband.
Yes, sir.
My wife, when he's coming to me and sleeping in my room, so wife is telling the problem for...
Oh, so who is having the problem of a spiritual husband at night?
My wife.
Your wife is suffering with spiritual husband. For how long, sir? Long time?
Now, long time now.
Hmm.
And also I'm for playing for
her. Mm-hmm.
My whole family is not good. The school for my wife also and my wife.
Okay, we're going to be including the name. So, what's your name, sir, so that we can write your name down?
It's Daniel.
Daniel. Can we put Daniel and family? Okay, Daniel. May God bless you. We're going to pray before the end of the program. Have a glass of water or a bottle of water ready. May God bless you. So, let me hear now from Getud. So, Getud, your family tried to help you first. Tried to take you to specialist doctor's hospital.
Yes.
It didn't work.
It didn't work.
Because your problem was a spiritual problem.
Yes, Bishop.
And then now, what's next? What they tried?
So they tried to take me to which doctors?
Sure.
I went to more than two, probably four or five. We went to different of them.
Here in Namibia?
We went here in Namibia, that side of Ruakana, but the last one, we went to Angola.
You went outside the country?
Yes.
You went beyond the borders of Namibia looking for?
Help.
Help.
Yes.
Even to Angola?
We went to Angola.
But, so, what was happening? You went to these which doctors, and did it work? It didn't work. What happened?
It didn't work. They washed me with herbs, within the rivers. Many things happened there, but it didn't work. When I came back, actually, I became worse.
Even worse. So you came to the point, they told you to go to the river,
mm-hmm.
or you went with them?
We went with them to the river. We went in the river, and they asked me to remove my clothes, to be in the river, to wash me with the water and with some herbs that was cooked.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them, I have to drink them, those herbs. And it was very bad, because those things were making me to itch the whole body.
Mm-hmm.
And I was told not after that rituals for me never to wash myself with running water. Can be from the tap or running water, the rain. I cannot touch that water, because they say now everything is washed out of me. It went with that water. So to come back now, I was living in the hostel, and now I'm not taking shower with the other
girls. The students.
Yes, and I got a lot of things that I needed to put in my lotion, powder, dark powders that I needed to put in my lotion, that I needed to put in the water that I will bath with.
Mm.
So because of that, I had to move out of the hostel. So I had an auntie in that town whom she was having a house outside. So I had to stay with her outside to be able to use all these herbs that I received, to be also able to take shower from the bucket instead from the running water.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it didn't help. I became worse. I also started having spiritual husband of the night. I would now dream, like, give...
Sorry, Gertrude, I think we have somebody. Pastor Theodore, please.
Good evening, Eagle FM.
Yeah, good evening, caller. Good evening, God.
How are we?
I'm calling for a prayer.
Mm-hmm. How can we help you?
The problem of objects are moving in the body.
You're having what?
Objects moving in the body.
Okay. How long are you having this problem?
Starting since 2019.
Okay. Do you believe in the name of Jesus?
Yes.
Okay. So give us your name. We'll be praying for you after the program. What's your name?
Nangolo.
Nangolo. You're calling from where?
Windhoek.
Oh, Windhoek. Windhoek here, Katutura town?
Yes, it's here, Katutura.
In Katutura? Okay, it seems like we lost.
Yeah, but we're going to be praying.
Yeah.
We're going to be praying for him.
Yeah, we will be praying for you.
And I would like to say, if you want to include your name in the prayer book, we have the toll-free number from the church as well. Don't need airtime. You can just get your phone and call now, 0800-22-3335. But I think we have another caller. Good evening, Igu FM. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, sir.
Ah, not sir, madam. How can I help you?
Fine, how are you, sir?
Good, and you? How can we help you?
I'm requesting for a prayer line.
Okay, we're going to be praying for you. What's your name?
I'm Deshipewa. I have a brother, and he has a problem of not going to school. When it's school time, he doesn't want to go. He just disappears from home.
Mm. So your brother, every time he has to go to school, he disappears?
Yes, he started last week Wednesday. From Wednesday till Friday, he did not go. Even yesterday and today, he did not go.
Sure.
We are
going to be praying for your brother. What's his name?
Martin Andreas.
Martin Andreas.
Yes.
And your name again?
Ndeshipewa.
Ndeshipewa. And you are calling us from where, Ndeshipewa?
From Walvis Bay.
From Walvis Bay, from Erongo.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to be praying for you and for your brother. Before the end of the program, have a glass of water ready. We are going to be praying for the water. When you drink it, you're going to sleep well, in Jesus' name.
Okay, sir.
Okay, God bless you.
Okay, good.
I think we have one more, Pastor Theodore. No, but you can call if you want, 0832-888-401.
Uchane udi woye usike peni. Okuna onjira okozamu. Kuri sapo okumona ihuna. Oprohorama toi eterwa kongerka yo universal yoshirongo shakarunga. Patrura oradio yoye etiari netine pomgoi sigo omlongo uusiku. Kekuthi kuthi jo Igor FM.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitution.
Good evening, caller. How are you? How can we help you? Good evening, caller.
Good evening.
And welcome to Eagle FM. How can we help you?
I'm talking about the university.
What
do
you call Eagle?
I'm
talking about Eagle. FM. Ewa.
Ewa
meme.
Okay.
Memo kwa pumbe e alikano. Me familia. Andi papi na meme je, dina la meme.
Dina la meme sei mashiepo.
Sei mashiepo.
Andi wa vitope pina mandalo medica na mo familia.
Mo familia.
Okay. Bolange.
Memo da dengue le kuja peni.
Andi dengue kuja kwa shakati kwa kanjenge.
Okay. Kwa shakati kwa kanjenge di. Okay. Atu mwenye alikano kwa nima yo programa. Ongereko mwisha pili kwa shakati nishi. Eh, wa meme. Atumeninge alikana, ontokoro no karua.
Well, Gertrude, so you started, you couldn't bath with running water, and you had to, how difficult your situation became?
It became very bad that I started now seeing people that are not there. I would see people, I can be with you and I tell you there's a person standing in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that person just go inside of me. And as there was a caller that said had an object moving in his body.
Mm-hmm.
When that person that I see myself goes inside of me, I used to now to have also an objective moving in my body. It mm-hmm. used to be in the backbone, mm-hmm. in the back. And I think that was also would cause me to fall and roll on the floor.
Today like you said. Understand it was an evil spirit.
It was an evil spirit. And also I, as spiritual husband, and also I would sleep. And in the night, I would. It's like you are giving birth and even breastfeeding.
Mm.
You feel it as if it's real. And when you wake up, you are tired, you are sweating. So it became very worse that I went mentally disturbed.
Mm.
So the doctor found no ways but to give me pills to calm me down.
Mm-hmm.
Because then I would start to see snakes. During the day, I can be with somebody in their house or at school. Then I would just start to see already I'm in the middle of snakes, but you don't see anything. So that makes me to be always alert, like I want to run. I want to...
Yeah. We're going to hear how you overcame the situation.
Yes.
But I think we have another caller. Good evening, Ego FM. How can we help you?
I need a prayer.
You need a prayer, sister. For what?
Because I'm not.
Yes, please.
Because I'm not. Hello?
Hello, you can speak. What's the problem you have?
I'm not sleeping well during the night.
Mm. What happens? You have bad dreams? What's happening at night?
I'm just here, the voice forget. Sometimes I lounge our house.
Mm-hmm. And how long has it been happening to you?
Starting last month.
Since last month.
Mm-hmm. And then for a second, I'm just looking for job, but sometimes when I'm dropped the city, some people, they just call me. And then when they call me, they just ask me some question, and then they do not tell me that it just come back or what. To come start, they cannot tell me.
Mm.
And
so you're looking for a job, but you don't find it.
Yes.
We are going to pray for you, sister. What's your name?
Penelfo.
Okay, so before the end of the program, we are going to have the moment of prayer. Have a glass of water ready. We are going to pray and you're going to drink the blessed water. I'm sure God is going to bless your life. I'm going to sleep well tonight.
Okay.
Okay? God bless. And if you want to call and include your name in the prayer book, you can also call the helpline of the church 24/7. 24/7 0800-22-333-5. Here on air, we are unable, Pastor Theodore, to pick up to all the callers.
Yeah.
Even as we speak, I think we have already another caller. So that's when it's for you now, Pastor. Okay.
Good evening, Eagle FM. Hello? How are we, sir? I can't hear anything.
I think it has to
switch on your radio.
The radio.
Are you close to the radio? The frequency, it's pulling it.
We
can't hear you. Can you call back, please?
Yeah, sorry for that. The friend caller should call back. I think we have another caller.
Eagle FM, good evening. Hello?
Hello?
Nawa to grobo meme? Nawa?
Nawa?
Nawa
to grobo tate?
Nawa meme? Mapumba batelo, mapumba malika no?
Mapumba malika no?
Meme tate vergo chapele?
And dengue ukubewe mo kamanya.
Mo kamanya?
Mandonga.
Mandonga. Memo papumba marika no ike.
Andi o magarika no andi memo anda pumbo magarika no tande hama. Andi nanga no rudalo langeli limo kuranga e kandi
no. Okay. Dina la meme.
Andi na mange mati no hongo tanindi ni maika ivi na wao kuli mo kuranga e
Okay. Dina la meme. Okay. Dina la meme. Kaunambili. Kaunambili Nicodemus. Okay. Atu marika nene meme. Kuni ma programa. Longe kitenge oka lasha komea. Iro kandini komea.
Ewa.
Tokoro na karua.
Well. People have to understand there is a way out for spiritual attacks, Pastor Theodore.
Yes, sure.
They can be struggling with that for a long time. The lines are keep busy. People are calling. As I said, we're not going to be able to speak to everybody on air, but they can call the helpline. The toll-free number of the Universal Church is 24/7. You can just call now 0800-22-333-5. You just call now, there is somebody waiting for you. Let me hear a little bit more about the story of Gertrude. We are having her testimony tonight, how she overcame spiritual attacks. Even though I think tonight's not going to be enough for her to tell us everything, I'll have to continue on Thursday. Yes. The Stop Suffering is every Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9 p.m. from 9 to 10 here on Ego FM. So Gertrude, so now you had to, you couldn't bath with running water, you had to use those herbs.
Yes.
And how difficult it was for you?
I remember there was even half of the year that I couldn't go to school. I was in and out. I was not able to be in school as other students. I remember I only went to write the grade 12 exam because of that, because I also became sick with many. You just, tomorrow you are sick with headache. Tomorrow you are, it's a stomach problem, tomorrow is this. So it was just in and off of going to the hospitals. And as I said, also the situation of having spiritual husband and giving birth and all these things, I became afraid now to sleep at night. Mm-hmm. So that's where sleepless nights started. I couldn't sleep at night. I couldn't also, as a young person, associate myself with others as a youth, because in the hostel, people happen to be aware of my condition, and you are just now alone, isolated. So it was really bad. It really affected me very badly. And also when I'm at home, especially when I'm with my mother, it would also affect her, because we used to now started to hear sounds like somebody running on top of the roof. Sometimes you wake up without clothes.
You'd wake up, you go to bed, wait. Yes. You would go to bed dressed on pajamas. And when you wake up in the morning, you are without clothing.
You are without clothing.
Did it happen once or countless times?
To my mom, it happened countless times. Mm-hmm. Yeah. To me, it didn't happen, but it has started affecting my mom as long as I was there. As long as I was there. And I would wake up with a lot of marks, because I would feel that when you are sleeping, there is always sand. There was always I was always beaten with sand. Send omavi daga dengenge korutunde shitandi penduko ndineke o bruise ndineke max ilalo ta ilike morutu arushe. So it was very bad, because sometimes it can be on the face, and when you are going to school now, everybody's asking what happened to you, although most of them happen to know the situation. But as a youth, your self-esteem goes very down.
Mm-hmm.
You because you are a victim, so it affected me very bad.
What would go through your mind, Gertrude? Would you think that you were born to suffer? Which kind of thoughts in such a young age? So it started at the age of 15 until
19
for four years.
Years.
What was going on through your mind?
Because, as I said, I was doing very well in school. I had a lot of dream. I wanted to be somebody. And now, especially after grade 12, I happened to see and to know some of my colleagues going to university. And me?
It's like you were left behind.
I was left behind.
I think we have somebody else calling us, want to talk to us. Good evening, Ego FM. How can we help you? Evening.
Hello?
Hello? Yes, you can speak. How can we help you?
I need a prayer.
Yes, you need prayers. About yes. What? Are you facing any problem in your life?
Yeah, I have some problem. I don't have unemployment. I apply a lot of jobs, but I never get it. And then I have a dream. I dream something when I want to wake up morning time to remember what I dream. I never can recall those things. I have a little thing, kind of a dreamland, something I can know. I don't know. Really. I need a prayer, maybe.
Why don't you include your name in the prayer? What's your name?
My name is Herman.
Herman. You're calling us from where?
Ongodiva.
Ongodiva. We're going to be praying for you at the end of the program. Please, if you can have a glass of water or a bottle of water, we're going to bless it in Jesus' name, and you're going to sleep well. We're going to overcome.
Okay, man, yeah.
God bless you.
Right.
Do you have anyone else? But you can call if you want. 083-2888-401.
Good evening, Carla. How are you? Eagle FM?
Hello.
Hello. How can we help you? Hello.
I think we lost the caller.
Yeah, we lost him.
Yeah. Somebody else?
Good evening, Eagle FM. Hello?
I'm good, how are you?
How are you? How can we help you?
Can you please include me also in the prayer?
Okay. I'm talking to?
Talking to Helena.
Who?
Helena.
Helena. Helena is calling from?
From Venduk.
From Venduk. Okay. Yeah. What prayers do you need, Helena?
I need a prayer. I have an ex-boyfriend. We are not together with him, but it's always with me. In my dream,
What did you say? I cannot hear you clearly.
I have an ex-boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
He's always with me during the night.
Oh, during the night.
Yes.
Okay, you have a spiritual attack.
Yes.
Okay. We will pray for you. After the program, just prepare a bottle of water or a glass of water. Okay, Helena?
No. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Dit maak nie saak hoe groot jou probleme mag lyk nie. Daar is 'n uitweg. Hou op om te lê. Program gebring deur die Universele Kerk van die Koninkryk van God. Elke Dinsdag en Donderdag van 9:00 tot 10:00 in die aand hier op Eagle FM.
My friend, why do you seem?
Well, we have the testimony of Gertrude, and I'm sure there are many people, Pastor Theodore, that are going through similar situations.
Yes, for sure.
And many times they go through their mind, they think that they were born to suffer. You were not born to suffer. There is a way out for your problem. You can call now the toll-free number of the Universal Church. There are pastors available to talk to you. We'll not be able to take all the calls on air. So you can call 0800-22-3335. It's a 24/7 toll-free number. You can just call anytime. There's always a man of God waiting for your call. We have somebody else. Good evening, Eagle FM. How can we help you?
Hello.
Hello there. How can we help you?
No,
too. Eh, what the
crap
is that? Eh. Eh. You
And Gertrude, we won't be able to get to your full testimony tonight. We're going to be back on Thursday, 9 p.m.
Yes,
here on Eagle FM, Stop Suffering program. But as we were trying to ask you, what was going through your mind? You saw some of your colleagues going to university and you felt left behind. How bad was that?
Yes, I felt left behind. So my desire was to die. I started to have suicidal thoughts that if I would see a knife, I would want to take it to stem myself or go out and run in the road. And because my parents started to see that, so I used to have to stay in the house with one of my cousins so that I don't really just go out, because my desire was to always go in the road to be hit by the car. Because that is when I'm in my own sense, then I start to think about my life, the years my friends are gone and me, what am I going to do? So then that's when the suicidal thought started coming in my mind. It's just that I never get an opportunity to do it.
And we want to say to those who are thinking of committing suicide, don't do that. If you have been contemplating suicidal thoughts, Pastor Theodore, yes, it's not a way out.
Yeah.
It's not the solution for your problem. Please, you should not consider doing that. The solution, today, Gertrude, her life has changed. Mm-hmm. Today, she's a different person. She's going to share with us how her life changed next show on Thursday here. Yeah. Same time, same radio station.
Yes,
okay,
sure.
So they cannot consider suicidal thoughts.
Ai, não, não é forma de dizer o alongue move o quico for menu. Eva toro polili. O to duro ku dengera o toll free number etu, yo congereka. O nomora yo nola, etatu, o nola vavali, o nola ombali vavali, o natu vatatu, no nano. As it up over pay fishing, gengwara ku dengera ito duro, itatu duro ku nyamu kurengo jadi, she pay fishing to the most studio, marangengwa levatero. Onamba yongere kwa tuduru kuidengera. Asito, keshike fimbo, opombari, keshike fimbo, ongere kwa ongodi, ongere kwa ya paturuka, keshike fimbo. Uwala kudenga nga shindachi, onomora, onola, oetatu, onola, onola, ombari wavali, onatu watatu, nonano. Keshike fimbo hito denge, ubongere. So, the toll-free number is there. So, don't allow yourself or don't contemplate, as Bishop said, to commit suicide. There is help out. God is there to help out. Gertrude is a testimony, Bishop, that the power of God is available to anyone who's in need.
And I would like to share a Bible verse before we pray. I'm reading New King James Bible, the Gospel of Matthew. Matthew chapter 11, verse number 28. You can read from your Bible. With us, we can take note and read later if you want. The Lord Jesus said it himself. He said, Matthew 11, 28, "Come to me. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest." Jesus said, "Come to me, Pastor Theodore."
Yes, Bishop.
Gertrude came to Jesus and he gave her rest.
Yeah.
Today, her life, how is your life today, Gertrude? Don't tell us everything. Are you free from those bad dreams, from those spiritual attacks?
Yes, I'm free. I don't have those bad dreams, spiritual attack. I'm free. I sleep very well.
So do you know how it happened? Listen, tune in again, Igwe FM, Thursday, 9 p.m. And the same way she came to Jesus, we are going to come to the Lord Jesus now. How? In prayer. We are going to talk to him in prayer. The Bible says, "Call upon me in the day of trouble," Psalm 50. And I'm sure God will help you. We're going to have the moment of prayer. I have here my bottle of water. Yeah. Pastor Theodore, do you have yours?
Yes, Bishop. Keshengo wedogucha otofinane kwa kupsakadi. Ngazi onjova yakaronga te dimembara Mateo satete oshikapitoyo stilongo naimwe verse milongo mbali na etatu kucha ile ni kwa mao maloro kifamu nontenge kwa mapepeni ndemupe etulumuko pamotofina ne kwa kumupsakadi evatoro poliri peifato ekaya niko shipara shakaronga kudira meitavelo longe gideke okakende ko ekomea no ka iloka alasha komea tiniko shipara shakaronga kudira meitavelo. So if you are going through a difficult situation, you are burdened by spiritual attacks, in the name of Jesus, you are going to be free.
Yeah, I'm going to sleep well. Let us pray. Let us talk to God. I'll start the prayer. Pastor Theodore will bless the water. Our Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, Lord, for those who have called, included their names, even those who couldn't make it, they couldn't call, the lines were busy. My Lord, I pray for them as well, that you may help them. There are people suffering with spiritual problems, nightmares, spiritual attacks, spiritual husband. They are looking for jobs. Some they are asking your help, Lord, to find jobs. They have been sending their CVs, applying, my Lord, but there's no response. But I pray, Lord, that you may deliver them, set them free in the name of Jesus Christ.
Mwatate karunga kange medina na Jesus Christus omonawe. Atwiko shpara shoe karunga kange ne kudirira meitavero atuari kane no vanu voe karunga kange. Ompulikinyo upei feripola dio. Yakofa ufi kukarunga kange. Tafina ne kwa ke mepo katonja veshe. Vomilema karunga kange. Andi ambeko oka alasha komea. Oshirongi famo ishe itavero. Opo mepo yo ikare kombada. Yo mea karunga kange. Don't know all the shita kama. Karunga kango mepo na ete manguruko ki udiriro. Na ete manguruko ndete ete manguruko kovano voe. O wati natufane ke dina natufane ke shimo isha tupura me dina roshi na kuwa nifuapu. Shiwa nifuapu karunga kange ndo vano voa pungwa kofa nombiri. Vamena ka atonja veshe vopa mepo. Medina ra Jesus Christus. Amen. Omporigini kufoka arasa kwende tonu mo. Nde Jesus medina ra Jesus. Mone manguruko roe peifeshi.
Yeah, drink the blessed water with faith. Yeah, monombili, monombili. Mm. Did I say right?
Yes, Bishop.
Receive peace.
Receive peace.
Okay, we're going to sleep well. And you can call our toll-free number, include your name in the prayer book as well. The toll-free carries on 24/7 0800-22-3335. I'll repeat once again, 0800-22-3335. And on Thursday, Gertrude is going to continue with the testimony, Gertrude.
Yes, I'll be.
I want to know what happened in Angola.
Yes.
You went all the way
to Angola.
To Angola to look for help.
Yes, we spent there for 1 week.
You spend 1 week in Angola.
We were 1 week in Angola.
You went there to see...
1 week.
1 week looking for help from
yes,
the witch doctor that side. And people that will... They will hear from that on Thursday.
Yes.
And if you'd like to look for help, but not help from man, help from God. Mm-hmm. The doors of the Universal Church are opened throughout Namibia. Pastor Theodore, you are there in our church in Greenwell. What's the address?
Our address is Daniela Street, next to the mobile station, police station. We are there every day. The service starts. Our first service is 6 a.m., 10 a.m., 3 p.m., and 6 in the evening. More Greenwell. Ngreka Greenwell. Opotuli mo lukandala Greenwell. Mo mapandanda Daniel Street. Tuyo po tuli po pasha amano polifi. Eya Greena. Ngreka apaturuka keshefiku. Kuja po amano.
In Okuriangava Ghetto, do you usually attend Okuriangava branch?
Yes, I attend.
What's the address?
Okuriangava branch. It's on Dondo Street, Post Stop and Shop Complex.
Okay.
Yes.
So, as well, in our church, our headquarters, 32 Independence Avenue, Spamplatz, here in Vinduk CBD, 32 Independence Avenue. We have a church in Katutura, in Ondangwa, Oshakati. You can call the toll-free number and ask for the nearest address, Wolves Bay, Swakop, Rundu. I will not be able to say all the addresses.
All the regions.
All the regions.
Of Namibia.
Yeah, we are present. All the even in Katima Mulilo.
Katima Mulilo. Luderitz.
Luderitz. Yeah. You can look for the nearest universal church. The doors of the church are open for everyone, regardless of your church denomination. You are most welcome. Maybe you have been like Gertrude. You have been their people, Pastor Theodore. They are going everywhere.
Everywhere.
They have tried many places and they didn't find the help.
Yeah.
Why can't they give the Lord Jesus Christ help? Gertrude found help in Jesus. They can find Jesus had come to me.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing is, they cannot stay where they are. If they want help, they have to leave the place where they are and they have to come to the place where they will go and find true help.
Yes, sure. The church is open. Ngereko ya patruka. No karikuli mumbo to monihuna. Evateropo lili kufongatu. Ndituka hapa pene. Topora hapa pene ngereka universal. Iloto dengro namba ya tuyo ngereka. Epukuroto limo. Ototomono ekwafero. Nde atukuli kikucho ngereka ripeni. Tuninge jengero alikano. Tuirongo itavero. Tuirongo itavero uikole rongara mwenye konjivo ya karunga. Umoneri nduruko.
Yeah, because the point is, until when this person will you think accept the situation.
Sure.
If this person accepts the situation will never change.
Will never change.
You see, Gertrude left Namibia, left her home country, went outside looking for help.
Looking for help. And when Jesus said, come to me, he was not exaggerating, Bishop. He knew that he will help, no matter the situation, no matter the spiritual problem you have, there is help. Jesus was not exaggerating. If you want to see this word being fulfilled, if it is true, come.
Yeah, it's a challenge. It's a challenge.
Yes.
If you come, nothing happens, you don't need to come back.
Yeah.
And by the way, they don't have to pay for anything. They will not pay for anything, for prayer, for counseling. The doors are open. It's just for them. You found the doors of the church open, right, Gertrude?
Yes, I found it open.
Did you pay anything?
I didn't pay anything, but the help and the love that I received, the guidance that I received, everything was for free.
So you can also find this help is just up to you to decide. 0800-22-3335 is our toll-free 24/7. We are ending the Stop Suffering show now. I would like to say to all of you, Tate Kalunga Nemuyambeke.
Yeah.
May God bless you all. Good night. Good night, Pastor.
Good night. Ntokoro nukaruwa. Metine, potu ya pana tango ponwei. Natushakini metine. Tude, kororo la getru ta kucha. Ongei pijama nevatero. Fiyota manguruka ke udiriro. Karunga ni muambeke Namibia. Atuimone nivali.
Good night.
Listen to Eagle FM in Katima Mulilo at 93.1. Listen to Eagle FM in Oranjemund at 107.7. Listen to Eagle FM in Otapi at 93.6. Listen to Eagle FM in Rundu at 106.3. Listen to Eagle FM in Ludritz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.0.
Ipurane ngeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku dite opoye ekukulile. Oshafafana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna emi toda njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nuneo don, o tukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa, nukumona oijamoili nawa. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica ko Eagle FM. Onore tatu imwe mbali heali, nola natu heali mbali no heali. Ile kumberewa, nora hetatu natu, mbali o hetatu watatu, o mafelane Eagle FM. The Eye.
Do you have a question you want answered on air? Have a quick comment you want to share with the presenter? Eagle FM's SMS line is now open. Send your questions and thoughts to 1040. That's 1040 for only $1.50.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because
listen
I
to Eagle FM in Katima Mulilo at 93.1. Listen to Eagle FM in Oranjemund at 107.7. Listen to Eagle FM in Otapi at 93.6. Listen to Eagle FM in Rundu at 106.3. Listen to Eagle FM in Ludritz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.0.
Ipurane ngeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku dite opoye ekukulile. Oshafafana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna emi toda njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nuneo don, o tukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa, nukumona oijamoili nawa. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica ko Eagle FM. Onora etatu imwe mbali heali, nola natu heali mbali no heali. Ile kumberewa, nora hetatu natu, mbali o hetatu watatu, o mafelane Eagle FM. The Eye.
Do you have a question you want answered on air? Have a quick comment you want to share with the presenter? Eagle FM's SMS line is now open. Send your questions and thoughts to 1040. That's 1040 for only $1.50.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the Eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace,
I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.